Hey, gang. It's Ricky Raiden with Let's Level Up. You're listening to the Let's Level Up podcast. Now, we've been gone for a little bit, and maybe I owe you an explanation there. Frankly, I've just been really busy. I've been doing a lot of things with my family, been doing a lot of things with my new job, I actually just hit a year at my new job, and I just haven't had a lot of time to record, and I want to try to change that, right? And make this something that I do, again, fairly regularly, at least once a month, get an episode out for everybody and talk about some cool things that I love. The Let's Level Up podcast started, almost a decade ago now. And it is, was 100% based on my love for board gaming and the industry and talking to people in the industry and getting to know designers' journeys and their gaming journeys and everything. And it's just been, was really cool to do. And then we evolved into, if anybody remembers my stint at Arcane Wonders, working with Tox and the indomitable Aaron Brosman on Mage Wars Mondays, where we get to talk about one of my, and still one of my favorite games. Really, really bums me out thinking about it, that it just hasn't gotten any love. Mage Wars, which is a kind of a tactical card, war gaming hybrid. And it was just, it's just phenomenal. If you find a copy of it out there, check it out. It's worth it, I promise. Don't expect much in terms of future development, though, I would say. And that was really great. And then basically this podcast evolved into just me talking about things I liked. And I you know, I fell back in love with professional wrestling during the Daniel Bryan Yes movement and Bryan's WrestleMania moment. And I've been watching very, very steadily, basically all the wrestling I can since then. And, you know, so we talked a lot about wrestling. We talked a lot about video games and horror movies, which is something else that I'm really, really passionate about. And we're just going to keep doing that moving forward. And I'm really excited there. I'd love to have some guests on again, but this episode is just me. Just me and my voice in your ears. If you remember the last few endings of the podcast, I ended with something like, "You, the person listening to this right now, are awesome. And if you're going through bad times, those will end. And just always remember that your old pal Ricky Raiden's here for you if you need anything. Always just a DM away on any of the social platforms. And I'll make time. It doesn't matter if we've had one conversation or 1,000 or none. I battle a lot with those, you know, really dark feelings. And it's tough. It's really, really tough to get through it. And I promise you, it's even tougher to try to do it on your own. So talk to somebody if you need help. And just remember, you're awesome. Now, I've ended episodes that way recently. I wanted to start today's off with that because it's something that I'm really, again, passionate about and something that I struggle with every day. Every day is a battle. Some days are really great. Some days are bad. And yeah, I hope you're having a good day right now. We'll just say that. All right. I wanted to very quickly do a quick plug. One, to my Patreon. Thank you so much to our executive sponsor there on Patreon, Metalhead Minis. You can go to patreon.com/letslevelup if you want to take part. But Metalhead Minis has been showing us love for close to a year now, and I'm just, or maybe even over a year now, and I'm just blown away. Lynn, congratulations. She was Lynn Stahl. She is now Lynn Orzek, marrying my brother from another mother, Zach or Zorzik or Dungeon Master, if you've seen him in the stream. And I am just, you know, blown away that you have come into our lives and you made my friend so happy, and continue to cheer on this guy. For any of your wargaming or painting or hobbying needs, check out metalheadminis.com. Lynn does some fantastic work and she's all over all the socials. So definitely check her out. Also want to thank the people who are tuning in every Saturday morning to the Chill Stream on Twitch or YouTube or Trovo or Facebook. Your support means the world to me. We've got a little sub club there, and just shout out to all my boys and gals who support me. It really, really means a lot. It's been a lot of fun doing that every Saturday for the last, gosh, I don't know how long we've been doing it now. Over a year. So I have people subbing for over a year. Let's just call it a year and 4 months or something like that. Almost hit every single Saturday. I want to do more streaming. It's just hard to find time, obviously. Or else I'd be podcasting a lot more as well. Let's talk about a couple things, though. First thing I want to talk about are new movies that I think you should watch if you haven't already seen them. And when I say new, they're new-ish. They're obviously not released in the last week or so. But the first one is a little horror comedy film called Deadstream. It's available on Shudder. It was released last year in 2022 and is directed by an amazing married couple, Joseph and Vanessa Winter. And it basically tells the story of this guy who is kind of a disgraced streamer. And it's doing this really obnoxious 24-hour challenge where he has to stay in a haunted house. And right away, almost right away, you get a feeling that this is a love letter to one of my favorite horror franchises of all time, The Evil Dead. And it really, once I started looking at it from that lens on my first watch, I just fell in love with it. It is campy in all the right places. It has humor in all the right places. It has some disgusting and amazing visual effects, and is a little chilling sometimes as well. It is a damn fun romp, and you should check it out. Maybe my favorite movie I saw all year long last year. I really need to kind of put together a list, I think, at some point and talk that through. It's got a 91% fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes, almost 4.5 out of 5 on Shudder. And definitely absolutely well worth your time if you haven't seen it. If you have seen it, let me know what you think. Tweet me at Let's Level Up or hit me up on Discord. I'm Ricky Raiden there. If you tune into the Saturday morning chill stream on Twitch, which is / Let's Level Up, you can get our Discord information there just by doing !! Discord in the chat. The next movie I want to talk about is a movie called The Menu. Chances are you've seen this already. It is, hang on. Who is it directed by? Let me find out really quick. The Menu is a film directed by Mark Millad. 2022 film. It stars the great Anna Taylor-Joy, Ralph Fiennes, Nicholas Hoult. It's got what is his name? Luigi. I am so sorry. John Leguizamo, I am so sorry for spacing on your name. Great cast. Absolutely great cast. You'll fall in love with characters like Elsa when you watch this thing. It's just, honestly, it's really kind of horrific. And as I'm watching the movie, I'm completely thrown by Nicholas Hoult the whole time. I mean, first off, hang on, let me stop for a second. The movie is about a couple who end up having this fantastic evening at like a Michelin star chef's restaurant on this island, secluded island. Only thing this island has is this restaurant. And Anna Taylor-Joy just immediately, she steals every scene that she is in and almost every movie that she's in. And she's just, is there anybody cooler? Like just like exudes coolness like Anna Taylor-Joy? I don't think so. She's just fucking awesome. Really. But one of the things I was really distracted about was Nicholas Hoult. Nick Hoult is a great, great actor. I remember him from Warm Bodies. He was the Beast in some of the X-Men movies. I'm sure he's been in a ton of other stuff that I can't think of off the top of my head. But his character, Tyler, you just instantly kind of are rooting for him to die. And you don't really know why. And I won't spoil anything for you in the film, but I was really thrown by his reactions to this horror that's unfolding everywhere and how he's just kind of obsessed with Chef Slowick, Ralph Fiennes' character's work, and obsessed with the food and obsessed with the taste, and has this thing about him that really makes you want to strangle him and punch him in the face. And again, while people are literally bleeding and dying in front of him, just completely oblivious to the danger that he's in until you realize what I'm trying not to spoil for you right now. And it's just blew me away. Movie absolutely blew me away. I put it on. It's on HBO Max. You can stream it. I was hooked. I was hooked from 5 minutes into the movie, and it just really, I've been thinking about it a lot since I watched it. So check out The Menu. Fantastic film. Let's see. What is Rotten Tomatoes has it as an 88%. Man, I think it honestly should be higher. Another one of the best movies I saw last year, I think. Those two, just awesome. Like I'm saying, like just well worth the time. Let me know your thoughts on either one of those movies. And if you decide to check one out, again, I'd love to know. Hit me up on any of the socials. Let me know your thoughts, because I think they're just fucking great. And so I'd love for you to watch them. Point Break. Ooh, you can watch Point Break as well as the original. I haven't seen the remake. Didn't hear great things, so. But the original is pretty badass. Another quick shout out on films is a movie that just got released, like literally this week, I think, from Jeff Ryan. It is called The Mean Spirited, and it is another horror comedy. That's a lot of fun. And just special shout out to my girl, Alyssa, who was a line producer on the film. Just so impressed. I was watching the movie. And I was like, damn, the quality of this movie is really, really great. And it's weird, like, just knowing somebody who'd work on a project like that, that produces something that great. The dialogue on the characters are some of the best, most organic stuff that I've seen. It actually felt like a group of people that knew each other. My one criticism of the film is that kind of the lead, Andy, is just so unlikable. And I don't know. I don't know if that's intentional or not. So maybe my pal can clue me in there. You don't root for him. Even when all the bad things are, even when he's atoning for his behavior, you still are like, you're kind of a piece of crap. And, you know, justice for the people who are actually doing the bad in this movie. Try not to spoil anything again. You can rent that pretty much anywhere. Apple, Amazon, Vudu, I think's got it. Anywhere where you can rent digital movies right now, maybe on demand as well. Definitely do that. Show them some love. Great little film. You love Joey, you love Dew, and it's great to see those characters kind of interact and come to life in front of your eyes. Tom and Nikki, Bryce. The only one that really I just had a hard time connecting with was Andy. And I don't know. I would love to be able to get Jeff's take, the director there, who plays Bryce, by the way, one of the leads in the movie. On why that is. Is that something that is designed? Or not. Or was the guy that played Andy just so good at being kind of an insufferable YouTube prick that they knew exactly that that's what they were going for, is for you to just like really kind of cheer, you know, as he's being tortured in this film. It's another YouTuber, like Deadstream, it's another YouTuber or influencer obsessed person. Kind of getting their comeuppance. And frankly, I enjoy that. I really enjoy watching that happen. Check those out. I mean, it's great. All right, let's shift over from movies to maybe my favorite pastime right now. That's not movies or gaming related. Professional wrestling. When we were talking last, AEW was on fire. Could do no wrong. And I can't really describe how down I am about the AEW product overall. Now, a lot of my favorites are there. I mean, anybody who knows me knows I love my boy Claudio. The Swiss Cyborg. He's awesome. He's one of the greatest professional wrestlers. I love my boy Kenny Omega. I love the Bucks. You know? I love so many of these acts that they have. Swerve. Just fantastic. Ricky Starks, fucking fantastic. But I haven't been catching it live and I haven't felt the desire to. And maybe that the problem is that I'm just not watching it live, so I'm not cool on all the stories right now. MJF is champ. I think we called that in an episode once upon a time. We knew it was coming. I've seen some of his promos. It's been great. We were really, really worried at the time that WWE was tanking. And who knows what's going to happen. It looks like they are going to go for a sale at some point. So the ownership of the WWE is going to change. It may still be public. It may go private. But Triple H has kind of taken over creative control, and I've just been all on board. Anybody who's listened to this podcast long enough knows that Triple H's era of Black and Gold is my favorite wrestling maybe ever of all time. And we haven't seen, I think, quite that going on, but like what Vince was doing with the Bloodline is really, really starting to pay off. I don't know how much of that was like Vince's creative control and like mapping the story through, but largely the IAWC's biggest complaint, I think, on WWE programming for the longest time is that they didn't do long-term storytelling. That's a hard phrase to say. So who knows how much of this is Triple H giving characters in the bloodline like Jay and Roman the ability to tell this story. But right now, the bloodline is as hot as it's ever been. The bloodline may be the best act in professional wrestling history. This story that they're telling right now, and I'm not sure where it goes. So just to catch you up, if you're unaware completely, the bloodline is a connection of individuals who are related, IRL, Roman Reigns, the Usos, and their brother Solo. And they've since brought in, since they started, you may remember Roman being this really kind of crazy alpha, toxic masculinity guy who, in order to make sure that his family was at the top of wrestling, had to do bad things in order to do that, even if it meant having to keep the bloodline themselves in line. Previous best match, I think, in the feud was Jay and Roman in the I Quit match. Just phenomenal storytelling there. I mean, that was so great. And that was Vince, right? That was Vince telling that story before, or whoever was writing the creative there. Could have been a writer. But just really great. They since added Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman may have been part of that at the time. I don't remember. But Paul Heyman is part of the bloodline. He is the advisor, or the wise man, as Roman calls him. Roman is the tribal chief. And then Sami Zayn got involved. And Sami Zayn was basically a mark for the bloodline. He'd take the hits so that the bloodline could win. And that's been going on. And eventually Roman makes Sami the honorary Uso. He actually makes him Sami Uso. And Sami has this really great feel-good moment. But there's always this seed planted on when Sami going to turn, or when is the bloodline going to turn on Sami. And that happened at the Royal Rumble. And we just got through War Games, where Sami Zayn was like basically responsible for the bloodline winning War Games. And it's just this incredible story where you've got so many complex characters all working together with their own individual story, but coming together to tell like this really huge opus. And honestly, some of the best shit ever. Like it to me, it's up there with Golden Lovers and the Bucks, back in New Japan. God, is there another story that comes close? I don't know. Scratching my head. Kofi Mania is up there for me as well, but Kofi Mania was a moment, not necessarily a big, big story. And that may not be fair to say, but while watching it, we kind of knew, because Kofi Mania allegedly wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Mustafa Ali's spot. And Kofi wasn't supposed to be in that match originally, but then he won. And then everybody celebrates. And it's just this really beautiful moment, right? This is going someplace. So now we have a very on the out Sami Zayn against the bloodline happening, I'm assuming, at Elimination Chamber in a week. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. We may get a one-on-one match, Sami versus Roman. I know everybody right now, Sami Zayn may be the hottest act in wrestling. I'm sorry, folks. I don't think he's going to win. I know we all want him to win, but I just don't think that's where this story is going. I don't know where it goes. And then we have the son of the plumber, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, winning the Royal Rumble, challenging Roman Reigns to a match at WrestleMania, or Sami Zayn. Who knows? Really. But really, Roman. And that is going to be something really cool. Now, it could... Now, go with me here. We could see Sami Zayn win at Elimination Chamber. I wouldn't bet on it. But we could see Sami versus Cody at 1-on-1 at Mania. And that could be enough for The Rock to come back as the real head of the table to try to teach Roman a lesson, because Roman lost the championships at Mania. That's not impossible, but I think close to impossible. But not impossible. This story is great. I mean, catch up if you haven't. It is, to me, it's must-see TV. It is the best parts of professional wrestling coming together. It's drama. It's got so many comedy bits into it. It's literally everything that makes this so great. And some impactful matches, some really hard-hitting stuff as well. I mean, seeing KO and Sammy getting beat down by the Bloodline was tough to watch. It was really tough to watch. Seeing Jay walk away from the Bloodline at the Rumble was tough to watch. So I am very, very eager to see what happens there. I'm not a huge Cody fan. I really appreciate his story. Was a big Dusty fan. And I'm a big Goldust fan. But Cody's never quite been my guy. I don't like the crying. I don't like how fake it feels to me. It doesn't feel authentic. He's a damn good professional wrestler. And it's great to have him back. Kingdom hits differently being played in the WWE. This story that Cody's telling right now about being the first Rhodes, to get that gold is a great story. I fully expect Cody to walk away champion at WrestleMania. Again, they could swerve us. I don't know if Cody's going to be a long-term champ, but I expect him to get some gold, whether it's Sammy or Roman or, I don't know, whoever has the belt at that time, I guess. There's some other just really cool stories happening in the WWE as well. NXT just had an insane match against Wesley and Dijak at Vengeance Day. Go watch that if you haven't seen it already. That match is just bonkers. Carmelo and Apollo, bonkers. Vengeance Day was great. The Men's Royal Rumble this year may have been my favorite Royal Rumble ever. Didn't rely on a bunch of gimmicks, a bunch of surprise returns and things like that. You had the talent today largely be able to go in and do some things. And it was great. You didn't have Brock killing 18 people in a row or whatever it happened last year. That was so, I mean, it was cool, but it was also dumb. It felt like a bad booking for those other 17 guys. Just WWE is doing a lot of really good things right now. And I'm worried that Vince is going to ruin it again because apparently he's back on the board somehow. Guy's got 50 lives, I guess. But he's also getting old as hell. So, Jesus, retire already. And just stay away, really. I think pretty much everybody wants you gone, I'm assuming. Maybe that's not fair to say, but that's what the smart mark in me is saying. Let's see here. Probably enough about wrestling, huh? Do you guys want to hear more wrestling? You guys like the wrestling? Let me know. All right, let's move on. Talk about some games. First off, board games. I've got Frosthaven. I got it about a month ago. I punched it. I still haven't played a game. I'm really, really eager to get it to the table. I actually have it on the table now. I just haven't set the time to learn what's different between Gloomhaven and it and actually start playing. But I really want to get that Frosthaven game going as soon as possible. Hopefully I get a chance to do that this weekend. That'd be great. The other thing that I've got that I'm really excited about, shout out to my boy Heath, who turned me on to Nemesis. I bought Nemesis. It is currently being shipped here. I'm very excited to play that. So let me rewind just a little bit. Frosthaven is basically a huge dungeon in a box. It is a campaign role-playing game where you take characters, multiple characters, and have to figure out what's going on in this world and go on these different stories and find these different stories. And you basically level up the town. You level up your characters. Your characters eventually retire. You bring in new characters and the town and everything's there and you continue these stories. And it's just really cool to see. You unlock advanced classes as you continue to play the game. I think it weighed in like 34 pounds or something like that. It's just a huge board game. Nemesis is a bit of a sci-fi horror game where you've got people trying to stay alive and to accomplish some goals. But then you also have a kind of hidden objectives, and people could be outwardly working against each other. Now, whether they're an actual traitor or not, yet to be determined, but I am super stoked to get that on the table. Looks fantastic. Also a lot of expansions for it. So I'm again, just thinking that that's going to be really cool. really cool to see and play. I'll let you know more. The other game that I've been obsessed with, not quite tabletop, but it is a card game, is Marvel Snap from Second Dinner. I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but I have played this on stream several times. It's just fantastic. It is a great game. Super, super fast-paced game. All Marvel Comics themes. You build a deck of 12 cards. You start out in your hand with three cards on the draw. Every turn you draw one card, and then you have six turns to play the game. When you play, each card has basically an energy cost and it has a power rating associated with it. Cards have different abilities. And when you play a game, when you play a card, you play it into one of three locations. Each location has four slots most of the time. Some locations are tricky and have like one slot or have other special effects that are going on. These three locations are always randomized, and you never know which game you're going to play. But you play six rounds. If you win two out of the three locations, which generally are have the most power at that location. Some locations are different. Some have the least power. There's just so much there. And it's just such an incredibly cool, accessible game. I highly recommend you play it. Even if you're just doing free-to-play stuff, I've basically only been paying for the battle passes so I can get the extra card and get some of the extra credits and things that you get as you level through a battle pass. And it's been fantastic. I'm going to continue to do it because I'm just having so much fun with it. So shout out to everybody at Second Dinner. The game is fantastic. It won Game of the Year on mobile devices. It's got a Steam app as well, although it needs some work, but definitely think something that, keep your eye on because it's going to be awesome. And I really hope to see ports everywhere. I'd love to have it on my Xbox, my PlayStation, give it to me everywhere. The other game here is Hogwarts Legacy. It just came out this week. I have got a 72-hour advance copy because my wife is a huge Harry Potter fan, and so are my kiddos. I am not a fan of Harry Potter. I never have been a fan of Harry Potter, but I am planning on streaming the game this Saturday on the Chill Stream. If you come by, you can see it happen. And my daughter's going to be joining me, and she is so stoked. She loves being on stream, and she really enjoys Harry Potter and just being silly and a goof, and that's going to be such a great time. But Hogwarts Legacy is a game that takes place in the Harry Potter universe, I think several hundred years before the events of Harry Potter at Hogwarts, and it is kind of an open-world RPG. And so far, I've only played like 40 minutes of it with her. We made our character and kind of did the initial stuff. Really freaking cool. I got to admit, it's really cool. So excited to dig in more there. And, you know, it lets my kids be happy. And that is all I'm going to say about how I feel about Harry Potter or Hogwarts. Anyway. Talk through a few things. You know, I'm excited to be talking into this microphone right now. I hope you're excited to be hearing it, really. I know it's hard to get into something when you have such sporadic content. So anybody who's been listening to these and supporting me, man, it really means the world to me. So thank you so much for indulging me. And I love you. Hope to hear from you. And I hope to speak to you again very, very soon. Stop by the Chill Stream, twitch.tv/letslevelup. All of our socials are available at letslevelup.net, our web portal. And again, hope to see you soon. I really, really appreciate you. Love you. Remember that you, the person listening to this right now, are awesome. And I hope today is a good day for you.